I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The first round of state money has been sent out to school districts, but at least 85 districts got nothing, and many others received a lot less compared to last year. Districts are scrambling to figure out what to do, and some are suing the state. It's only a matter of time before Michael McOtter says he'll lose his job.
On the list of seniority, even though I've been teaching for 4 years, I'm probably about fifth from the bottom, and so I haven't received any notice yet. But based on prior experience from the Board of Education meetings when they were determining our town budget, it would be safe to say.
McOtter teaches at Southwest Elementary School in Torrington. He's one of three teachers who've joined a lawsuit against the state, asking for an injunction. They say that Governor Daniel Malloy's executive order is illegal because it's not funding school districts according to what they got last year. Don Williams runs the Connecticut Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. He says the state's budget crisis is hurting schools more than anything else.
We are very concerned that at this critical moment that Connecticut takes care of critical services. And at the top of the list is education of our children.
The towns of Brooklyn and Plainfield and the city of Torrington are also party to the suit. These places have relatively high levels of poverty and are experiencing significant cuts. Torrington was expecting around $24 million from the state, but it's getting less than $5 million. State money is usually sent out in three chunks throughout the year. The first chunk went out earlier this month, and Torrington got about $7 million less than what they budgeted. Governor Malloy has said the real problem is that the state still doesn't have a budget, which forced the severe cuts he put in his executive order. The Hartford Superior Court judge will hear from both sides in early November. David DeRoche, WNPR News.